We're 19 minutes past the top of the hour on this Friday morning here on the Eagle 93.5 with Mr. Bob Zadora of the Z Team with Century 21 Lemike Realty. Morning, Bob.
Morning, Mike.
How are we doing this morning?
I'm great. Friday the 13th, but it's a good luck day for me. I'm here with
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, yeah. It's good luck in real estate today, right?
It's always good luck in real estate today. I mean, it's market's been busy. Other markets have slowed down. We're still going. There's people want to come here. We sell great quality of life, and we say that all the time. You can buy three bedrooms, two baths in a lot of places, but you can't buy the quality of life that we have here in Mountain Home area, in the Twin Lakes area, this whole portion of the Ozarks here.
Absolutely.
People want to come here, and we do our best to make that happen. People that have to leave, we do our best to make that happen as well. I mean, life events happen. You know, people get sick, they have babies, they get a better job offer. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, they need to buy or sell a home. And that's been our bread and butter for the about 18 years that we've been doing this, the real estate. And what the information that I've always tried to get across on This Week in Real Estate with Bob Zadora, over these past 15 years we've been doing this. Mm-hmm. And to get that message out, and I thank the the Mountain Talk listeners that have come over, and I thank the Eagle listeners that are new to the show and for hanging on and listening, and we appreciate that.
Well, since we are new to the Eagle here with Bob Zadora and the Z Team, and This Week in Real Estate, let's talk a little bit about the Z Team before we get into the market. Who are the Z Team?
The Z Team is myself and my honey, Linda. We have Sam McMaster, we have Reese Tubbs, we have Darlene Clark and April Bentley. Everybody has kind of their own thing that they do, but yet we all work together. And that was kind of the whole concept when we started, when we moved down here, like I say, 20 years ago. Wow.
Time goes fast.
It does. It does indeed. We had both had lives in Chicago. We had both had, I was a sergeant with the Chicago Police Department. Linda was a great working mom. She raised our two sons, Robert and Jason. And in doing that, eventually it became time for us to literally retire to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And as usually, that didn't last very long. And we're looking for things to do. Linda got her real estate license before I left. I was still working for a little bit into the next year because I had commitments with the United Center. And she came up with the concept of the Z Team. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I mean, it wasn't the fad that it is now. There was only two, maybe three teams in the whole MLS, right, probably in the whole state. But she could see the value of having a whole team to work with clients, buyers, sellers, whatever the case may be. Being able to back each other up, being there to help each other out and learning. And so we started with Reese, and because he's down in that Calico area, down in that Marshall area, mm-hmm. and he's been down there his whole life. He knows where the old Smith farm is, you know, when somebody right, would, yeah. Those are the kind of things, that's priceless. Mm-hmm. People that have lived there. Darlene has lived in, was born in Cotter, but she's lived in Marion County all of her life. She knows, you know, she went to school with people. She's from the area. Sam moved here. He's a military guy. He'd been, he did his 20, came in. He's a military relocation specialist, as am I. And April moved here from Memphis, had been involved in sales there, and just has a great personality. So everybody has, we have a very good working relationship. We have a great working relationship with our clients. We've helped develop realtors over the years of doing this, and that's made a big difference. I think that when you look at our website, retiretoarkansas.net, and see over 500 five-star reviews of people that have used this and been very satisfied. And people are quick to complain, but as you know, yeah, it's hard to get them to give compliments. You send out questionnaires, and generally by that time it's over with, and some of the glow is gone, but the people take the time to not only fill out the questionnaire, but also add comments and to put those comments in. And that speaks what we've always wanted to do. You know, we want happy people. I don't want to walk around in Walmart and have to hide my head and say, you know, I want people to come up to me and grab me and say, hey, this is my realtor. They sold us our house. That's priceless for us.
Absolutely. And what I'm hearing is, even in the beginning, as you and Linda were getting started, innovation. You guys were innovating in what you were doing and how you were helping your clients.
Yes, sir. And This Week in Real Estate became a part of that. By putting the show on every week, I mean, we talk about the numbers, the statistics, how many houses sold and everything else, and we'll get to that in a second. But I also provided information every week. Whether it was talking about things to do before you list, things to do before you sell, things to do before you buy, and getting that information up, bringing, having guests come on, like having Chris Nassari last week, talk about the mortgages and talk about the interest rates and how important that is to people. That's really priceless, and that's the kind of information. People see me in a store, and I wear my name tag all the time, and a lot of times I'll be talking to somebody, and somebody will go by and go, "You're that guy." Because of the voice, and they hear me. They've been hearing me on the radio for so long. And I am the voice of real estate for all these years. Mm-hmm. And we put a lot of effort into that. We put their show prep. It's not just, you know, kind of walk in and say, okay, what are we going to talk about? Let's go. There's a lot that goes into being successful at what we do. And we've been blessed. Linda's been on top of the ball. I mean, I can't say enough about the good things that she's done to help get things done for our clients. We're four-time president award winners, which is the biggest thing you can be in Century 21. And that's, it's not just sales. It's also the customer service. It's having those people that respond to those questionnaires and putting their confidence in you. And that's the most important thing. It's not selling the house. It's getting that person to where they want to be, to get, put somebody in the right home at the right time of their life.
And we have all kinds of people moving to the Twin Lakes area for all kinds of reasons. Like you said, maybe they're coming to Arkansas to retire. And we have a lot of people who are bringing those families.
Yes, indeed.
And having those babies. But as you know, those babies grow up and eventually you're left with too much space.
That's right. And we do that too. We downsize people. We upsize people. What, like I say, it's so important to have that. The concept of the right home for the right time of your life is just, that's what it's truly all about, Mike.
Absolutely. And the Z team is there in multiple ways because you're not relying on one person to get the job done. You have a whole team with specialties that you know, everybody has their role in the Z team.
Right. And we're all there for each other. We're accredited buyer representatives. We're senior real estate specialists. We're graduate of the Realtor Institute. And like I say, military relocation professionals. And that's a big deal.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit, if we can, about This Week in Real Estate. Let's talk about this week's numbers, Bob.
Yes, week. This week in real estate, there were 40 new listings came on the market, 2 commercial properties, 14 parcels of land, 24 homes came on the market. Those homes, the average price coming out on the market is $270,000. There were 29 sales, 1 commercial property, 5 parcels of land, 23 homes sold. Those homes sold in a range from $76,000 to $440,000 with an average sale price of $243,000 with 63 days on market, which is really short. 23 properties at price changes, and that's a big deal right now. Currently, we have 282 homes listed on the MLS, so it's up quite a bit from where we were. We were down around 100 for a while, but we've also been up in the 600-700s for homes that are available. This year, there's been 837 homes have sold for $191 million. Average sale price is $228,000. Last year, there had been 957 homes that sold. Average sale price last year was $221,000. And as I look back to 21, there had been 1,014 homes that sold for $189,000. If you go back to 19, pre-COVID, there was 888 homes, but the average sale price was $148,000. So it's gone up every year to date for the past 5 years.
And that seems to be a trend.
It does. And it's all supply and demand. But if you have more questions, you can give us a call. Call my honey. She's at 870-405-0793. Check out the website, retiretoarkansas.net. If you have any questions or something you want me to talk about, you can get me at radiobobzadora@gmail.com.
Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Thanks, Mike.